Welcome to Brunch with the Buds, where best friends dish on what's good. Brought to you by KentuckyTasteBuds.com. That's KYTasteBuds.com. Now, here are the Kentucky Taste Buds, Tamara and Lee.
Hey guys, welcome to Brunch with the Buds, where two best friends talk about everything good in Kentucky, from food, fashion, events, and people. And my name is Lee Roach, and I am one half of Kentucky Taste Buds, and the other half is sitting right next to me, Miss Tamara Snyder. Hello, Tamara.
Hey, hey.
Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Have you been enjoying it so far?
Oh, well, no. I've been working, but I plan to.
Yeah. Well, I went to the lake yesterday.
I know.
I know. I posted all about it. I was bragging.
I
had
was
a
so
fantastic
jealous.
Day.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
It How was could you glorious. Not have fun at the lake?
I don't know. There's something wrong with you if you can't have fun at the lake.
Yes.
And then we have back with us in the studio, Curtis.
Hello, ladies.
Cypress.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you happy I got it right?
Oh, yeah, I'm very proud.
You did notice a pause.
Oh, yeah.
Because I had to think about it.
I had to double check yourself. That's okay.
Yeah. I now think science, Cypress. You taught me that trick.
Well, as long as you get it right, you can do whatever tricks you want.
That's right.
And you just had a vacation a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I just got back from Florida.
In Peters? 2 weeks ago. St. Petersburg?
St. Petersburg, yes, ma'am.
How did you like that?
I loved it. Ah. I want to die on the beach there. I know it sounds morbid, but like if I died watching the sunset, I'd be pretty happy.
Aww. Well, hopefully that's a long ways off.
Yeah, yes.
And hopefully you really don't do it on the beach.
Not now, just later.
Yeah. Years later.
Well, we have a great show today. It's called Let's Have a Summer Fling.
I think
it's time.
Yeah, I like that.
Because it's Memorial Day weekend, school is getting out, and we're planning our summer vacation. So I thought it just made sense to talk about that. Well, actually, I think it was your idea.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm trying
good.
To steal your thunder.
Pat myself on the back.
And so, let's see. Nearly 100 million Americans will embark on family vacations this year. Two-thirds of them travel in the summer.
Yes.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of traffic.
Kids are out of school.
Did you see the traffic Friday in Lexington, by the way? Like, getting on the highway?
Oh, I'm sure it was back.
It was terrible.
Yeah, bumper to bumper.
Yes. And according to worldatlas.com, the most visited states in the U.S. are California, Florida, Nevada, which is basically Las Vegas, because
right.
I don't know what else you do in Nevada, Texas, and New York. Kentucky is the 33rd state for vacationing behind Iowa.
Yeesh.
Iowa is 32. What the heck is going on in Iowa?
I don't know. I'm surprised we're that high, honestly.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty good.
Really?
We're right in the middle. We got Kentucky Derby, bourbon.
I don't think it's bad, but I think it's higher than what I would guess it.
What would you guess it?
I don't know. In the 40s?
Really?
Really?
I mean, like, there's no beaches or anything.
Have you not been to the lake?
I'm talking about summer. Like, summer vacations. Not like...
Oh, well, this is just all vacations, yeah.
Okay.
For Keeneland and stuff, you get a big influx of people.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's true.
Okay, we have some convincing to do for
Well,
Curtis.
We do, apparently. We'll
I've
talk about that.
Forever. Maybe I'm stale to it. Who knows?
You're stale.
Well, we're going to talk about it a little later in the show. But with us today, we have a very special guest, and we're excited because we need her.
Yes.
Because we're talking about summer vacations, and her name is Marty Lombardo. And she works at Going Places Travel Agency in Georgetown, Kentucky, which is my neck of the woods. And I am planning my first vacation for the first time in 5 years.
Yeah.
And I thought I started doing the whole online booking stuff. And it's just so overwhelming that I thought to give Marty a call. Hello, Marty. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm so glad to be here. I'm really enjoying this.
Good. Yes. We're so excited to have you and to come in on Memorial Day weekend. Thank you. Thank you in advance. Before we ask you some questions, we ran a Twitter poll over the weekend and asked our fellow Twitterers when they plan a vacation. How do they do it? And we asked the question, do they use a travel agent? And only 7% said they use a travel agent. 44% said they use an online booking website. 36% said they don't plan, they just go. I can't imagine that. And then 13% said they don't need to plan because they always go to the same place. Now, we had about 300 to 400 votes, people who participated. Does that surprise you, the statistics?
That really surprises me. The 7% with the travel agent.
Yeah.
Really surprises me because more and more people are coming back to the travel agent because we have a wealth of knowledge for them.
Yeah.
So it makes it so much easier.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I'm finding out. Yeah. I'm finding out. So tell us a little bit about Going Places Travel and what you do.
So we've been in business 36 years this summer. We're right on Main Street in Georgetown. My mom started it back when she was staying home with my oldest child.
Really? That's awesome.
Yep. She got bored. She did a lot of things. We also ran Longview Writing Camp at one time back when.
Oh, cool.
But so anyway, she started it and we decided, you know, she started out of her house, which a lot of agents do now, but she decided Georgetown really needed a travel agency. So we opened up on Main Street and have been there ever since. And we stay very, very busy because, again, people get overwhelmed with the internet.
And how many years is that now that you've been open?
36
years.
Wow. Yes. Okay. And very busy. I mean, every day on any given day, we'll have anywhere from 10 to 20 people walk in our office.
Really?
And that's in Georgetown, small town.
Yeah. That's amazing. I had no idea.
That is crazy. So most of your people come in versus call?
Both.
Okay.
People really like the personal contact, which is what we give them. And so people are used to just stopping in, saying hi, you know, call us, let's look at this for a trip. Lots of phone calls, but emails are very big also. It's such an easy way of communication.
Yeah.
Because we have clients all over the states, not just Georgetown. Oh,
okay. That's what I wondered, if you got a lot outside.
Lexington.
Yeah.
I have a lot of Florida clients. We have clients everywhere. So a lot
very
of email.
Very cool.
And I would think you have a lot of repeat customers too that use you year after year after year.
We do. Definitely repeat. Also, we're really big with word of mouth.
Okay.
So we get lots of new clients by word of mouth.
That's awesome.
So what are the advantages of using a travel agent versus not using one?
Time. Big because, you know, if you're searching the internet, you could spend hours and you just get overwhelmed with information.
That's what happened to me and why I contacted you. Yeah.
Yes. And then also there are four of us in our office, and between the four of us, we have over 75 years of experience. So we've pretty much been there, done it a lot of places.
Very cool.
So our knowledge you can take use of, and we'll tell you restaurants to go to, things to do, book your tours before you go. So people really like to have all this planned out before they go, and the personal relationship.
Right, right. Yeah. That's why I can't imagine just getting in a car. Now, Curtis, when you went to St. Petersburg, how did you plan your trip?
I'm a little bit of a mixture of both.
Okay.
I do my plane tickets and Airbnb or hotel online, and then I go and kind of wing it. I don't like to be like set on a schedule when I get there, because I like to go to the beach or go shopping and do my own thing. So it's a little bit of a mixture.
Yeah.
And I kind of know where I'm going in Florida, so it's not that big of a deal. And as long as my plane tickets are on time, then I think I'm good to go.
Yeah. Now, how does the process work? If somebody comes in, what questions do you typically ask, and what information do they provide?
So we'll ask them what they're looking for, what they like to do, because I always try to put together the person with a resort. You know, if they want a quiet resort, I'm not going to send them to a busy resort. And so ask them what they like, typically what kind of type of hotels they stay in here, so I kind of know what they book when they're away, how many people are going, what their interests are, if they want beach, if they want active, what are they looking for?
Right.
I try to listen.
Do sometimes people come in and say, I don't know what I want, and you have to help them work through it?
We do.
Okay.
We have a lot of people that come in and say, hey, we want to go somewhere. We have no idea where. So I will come up with some ideas, you know, based on kind of the budget that they want to spend, you know, if they want to go out of the country or not. But I like those because I love to plan what I would love to do.
Right.
Oh, so fun.
I enjoy, one of the most fun things to do is have somebody come in and not know.
Yeah. And
right.
Leave that up to your expertise.
And leave it up to me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that idea. Just
well, speaking of expertise, what do you all have an expertise at your agent? Because I was reading about different travel agencies, and when I was determining which one to go with, you all had done great marketing. So you all are just everywhere that I could see.
Good.
But
that's
I looked at a
hear.
Couple of travel agents, and it was confusing to me, like just their information they had. So is there particular areas that you concentrate in?
So we're in a small town. We do everything, because one minute somebody will walk in the door and want to go to Gatlinburg. The next minute somebody will walk in the door and want a private tour to England or Scotland.
Private tour.
Yes.
Interesting.
I've done quite a few private tours in the last year.
Really?
More so than in the past.
What does that mean
driver.
Exactly?
They so have, I'll, okay. I'll fly them over and they'll have a private driver. I actually have a party of six from Lexington. They're getting ready to go in 2 weeks. And they're all sharing a car, private driver for 2 weeks, England and Scotland.
Wow.
And so you never know what's going to walk in our door. So we do everything, but probably our expertise, I do a lot of Italy. I do a lot of Greece. cruises.
That's my dream.
Greece. Yes. The Greek
Italy
islands.
Italy and Greece.
Yes. Yeah. Some of my favorites. You know, but we book a lot of cruises. We book a lot of all-inclusive resorts. We can help with anything.
Do you all get special deals or discounts? Because you do?
We know where to find the discounts. Okay. And okay. also we do have, you know, discounts with hotels, car rentals. We'll do that also. We package together things, air, hotels, cars, and you can get a better discount usually
really?
By doing that.
Okay.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And it's just, again, our lodge. We know where to look.
Right.
We know if you're going to Florida, what, you know, we use Allegiant or we use Delta Vacations or, you know, we know where to look for the deals.
I also read there's like tricks about maybe times of day you book. Like if you fly at, I don't know, 6 a.m. versus 9 p.m, you can save more money. I'm just throwing that out there as an example. Are those tricks that you all know? And
we do. So what the airlines typically do is they'll sell so many seats at the lower rate. Then you go up to the next rate. When those are gone, you go up to the next rate. So somebody next to you could be paying $100. You might be paying $400.
Wow.
The earlier that you book, the better you are, the more advanced purchase that you have, the better price you will get. And people don't want those 6 a.m. flights. People don't want those 10 p.m. flights. So they don't sell out as fast. So that's why rates are lower. There's kind of a myth to book on Tuesdays, Wednesdays. I'm not sure that's so true. I don't think there's really a rhyme or reason. But traveling Tuesday, Wednesdays, or Saturdays sometimes are less travel days, so you get better rates.
Okay, that's a good little tip.
I like flying in the morning myself.
Yeah, I do too.
I'd rather go at 6 or 7 and just get there
and just
have
get
the whole
there.
Day.
And usually they're not falling; they haven't fallen behind yet. Hopefully, so it's you can be assured to get.
I
on
feel
that
like gives me a whole day of vacation.
Yeah,
you know, it gives you the extra day to be there once you arrive too. So
just like going to a doctor. You know, the later you go, the more
problems
you might have to wait or problems. So yes, you know, flights early in the morning. Sometimes they're at the airport from the night before. So definitely usually don't run late.
Yeah. And okay. And what I think a lot of the reasons people don't use travel agencies, and we talked about this, Tamara, some of the reasons we haven't used in the past is we just assume they're expensive. So explain to people how you all get paid and just a little bit more about that.
Sure. So, the hotels, car rentals, tour companies, and we use all tour companies. We are not limited to just maybe 4 or 5. We look at everything. What is the best for our client? But they all pay us back a commission.
Okay.
So we do not have fees except for if we just do a straight airline ticket. We do have a fee because the airlines used to pay commission and they quit
anymore.
They don't anymore. So we have to cover our time in doing it.
Sure.
So if you're just doing a straight airline ticket to, say, Florida, St. Petersburg, we do charge. But if we do a package or a cruise or an all-inclusive, anything that I can make some commission on, we don't charge. So we're not expensive at all. We're the best deal in town.
Ooh, very good.
I like to
very
hear that.
Me too.
Music to my ears.
We save time, knowledge, and don't charge anything. And a lot of people don't realize that.
Right. Yeah.
We can also do, if they're booking a cruise or a package, we can do payment plans. A lot of people really like the payment.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Sign
so,
me up.
So, you know, we can, as long as we get it all by the due date when the tour company needs it, people can make payments to us once a month, and it's much easier.
Oh, that's what we need to do for our big, because we want to take a European cruise for our 50th. That's what we need
many,
to do.
Many, many years
what
you from need now. To do. Many, many years
from now. Well, we can start making payments now by the time we turn 50 to be paid for.
God, my luck, I'll die before then. I'll be on the beach with Curtis dead somewhere.
I'll meet you there.
Well, that is really good to know. What do people book the most? Do they mostly book cruises, or do you have one that you do the most?
Probably the most of what we book, cruises and all-inclusive. People really like the all-inclusive because you pay one price up front and you're done.
Right.
So unless they do extra tours or spa, usually spa is not included. But that's probably the most of what we book. But by means, you know, we book a lot of Europe. We book a lot of Ireland.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, people love Ireland and they go back year after year.
Well, it's one of Lexington has a sister city, Kildare, Ireland. So I think we should try to get some kind of sponsorship, Lee, where Lexington will send us to Kildare, Ireland.
I think Going Places Travel needs to be our sponsor and send us to these destinations so we can check them out for them. Yes. Marty can come with us.
I'd love to.
Yeah, she could be our tour guide.
And actually, we do put together groups. Just about 3 weeks ago, I was on a celebrity cruise with a with a group. You know, I took the group.
Very cool.
We had about 16 people.
Yeah. Because I'm guessing if you do it in bulk, you probably get, a better discount, too.
You get better discounts. Yeah.
Something to consider.
How many does it take to be
considered
a group? Usually
10 or more people.
Okay.
10 or more. Sometimes 10 rooms if you're going to a hotel or something. Yeah. So, for example, I've got a client in California, and his 50th birthday is coming up, and he's going to New Orleans, and all his friends are going. And we even arranged to have the backline parade, the street parade for them. So they're going to get to go down the street parade.
How
so that
cool
was a good 50th
that?
Birthday, too.
That's a great idea.
We okay, Marty is our new best friend.
Yes.
She's going to be the third bud. Scoot over,
there
Curtis.
We go. I'd love to be.
I can't compete with that. It's okay.
Yeah, you can't compete with that, can you?
Now, what should they know when they're working with a travel agent? Is there any, like, if they're looking for a travel agency to work with, or is everybody the same, or what should they be looking for?
I think they ought to look at how long they've been in business.
Okay.
You know, how long the agent themselves have been in the business. Because, again, the more years, the more experience we have. And we know just from experience, you know, the better resource. So you could go to Cancun, but you don't know one resort from another on the internet, and all the resorts they can make look good.
And that's what's scary, because they'll say, like, I'll do a filter for beachfront, and they'll somehow show a picture that looks beachfront. But when I look at a map, they're like in the middle of the city. And I'm like, how have they done that?
You cannot trust, I don't think. So that's where we come in, because we know. We've pretty much been everywhere, especially with all the girls in the office. Between all of us, somebody's been.
Yeah.
So I think that's the advantage, you know, that we know.
Do you think there's
experience?
Do you think there's something out there for everybody? Because vacationing is expensive.
But it is
do you think
expensive.
It can be affordable for people who don't normally travel?
It is. And we know that our clients work hard for their money. And we can book things anywhere from probably, you know, $500, you know, to $700 for a trip to Florida up to, you know, trips that are $30,000.
$30,000. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that just for two people? Would that be for like a group? Or
I've done it for two people and then for groups too.
Can you give us their phone number? It may need to actually be our new buds.
Again, when somebody comes in, they just kind of tell us what they're looking for. And I hate to ask, I mean, they always say, the travel agent world says, don't ask for a budget. But honestly, it helps because
I would think you would need to know that information.
But they always, you know, they always say, don't ask for a budget. But I do need to know if they don't have $5,000 to spend. I don't want to sell them.
Right.
Try to sell them a $5,000 trip. It's not going to do them any good.
Right.
So I do kind of ask what they're looking for, kind of what price range they're coming to, you know, trying to keep within. And then I can take it from there.
Sure.
I need to know how many people are going, ages of the children, you know, what they're looking for.
Yeah.
So I guess you get deals all the time. And
we
you travel
personally,
all the place.
We do for selling. Not as much as there used to be about 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Things are so much tighter now. But yes, you know, we get discounts because it helps so much to sell when you've been somewhere.
Oh, gosh.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I had a trip to England in March, and I hadn't, England is somewhere I hadn't hit before. I don't know why, but I sell a lot of England. So definitely it's really helped to me and the experience to have gone.
Absolutely.
So out of all the places you've been, what's been your favorite?
I love Italy and the Greek Isles, but you know, honestly, everywhere I go, I find something. I love it. It's just the experience and learning about that area and immersing with the people. So I can't say there's not a place I haven't really liked, because I just enjoy everywhere I go. I like to travel.
Yeah.
And I think it
Have
shows.
You ever booked anybody to see the Northern Lights and they stay in those little pods?
Haven't stayed in the pods, but we have booked people to do the Northern Lights. So if you do Alaska, you have to do mainly in the winter to see the Northern Lights. If you do Norway, there's a cruise ship called, can never pronounce it, Hurtigruten.
Hurtigruten.
And if you go for their 2-week cruise, they guarantee you're going to see the Northern Lights.
I cannot
That's
imagine
Lee's
anything
dream.
More
Is
phenomenal
it?
Than seeing that on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Yes. Okay. And you can do a week cruise with them, but they don't guarantee it. But they'll even call you. You give them a cell phone number, and like if it's in the middle of the night, they call your room or your cell phone and tell you to come out.
Oh, yes. That's nice. So you don't miss it. Because you'd hate to pay all that money and go all that way and not see it.
I would just be nervous. What else do you do on the cruise ship for 2 weeks?
Eat.
Sleep.
Stop different places. Yeah. I mean, they stop different places.
Yeah, because it'd be cold, I'm assuming. Hope there's no icebergs in that water.
Yeah.
It's cold. No Titanic.
No, Titanic.
Right.
Now, what do you enjoy most about your job?
I enjoy most seeing people, what exciting time they have on trips. And when they come back, you know, they tell me, they'll bring in their pictures and they'll show me. And I love it when people come back and they come and go, we're ready to book again. But I just have some clients in Italy and I got an email that one of their tours was canceled. So I was all worried. So I called them. They're in Florence. And I called them. He goes, what are you doing calling us? And I said, well, it looks like one of your tours got canceled. He goes, no, we canceled it because we're having such a fabulous time. We just wanted to stay in the city. He goes, but we're at a vineyard that you booked for us right now, like a wine tasting. He goes, we're going to go taste to you.
Oh, that's nice.
And then I had some other clients that I called the other day, and they were coming out of a cooking class in Tuscany. She goes, oh, my gosh. He goes, we just made the best pizza in the world.
Oh my gosh.
And she goes, we're going to come home. And I said, well, I want you to cook it for me when you come home. She goes, oh, we will.
That would be a good thank you.
I love that. Yeah. I love giving people a memorable experience.
Right.
Are you on call a lot? So when people travel, do they still call you at home? Or?
They do have my cell phone number.
Because I read that that's a good trait, a characteristic of a travel agent is to have number access to them in case you're out traveling and something happens.
So if we're closed, and because we're open, you know, pretty much, but if we're closed and they need help, they have my cell phone number. And, you know, honestly, I don't get very many calls.
I'm sure no one abuses it.
We try to prevent, you know, of course, with the airlines, you never know.
Right.
But we try to prevent other things from happening, but they do. Each client that books something with us has my cell phone number.
Good.
And I'm on call.
That's peace of mind.
Pretty much 24. It is. That's peace of mind. That's one reason we're there.
Yeah.
You know, if they have any problems, they just call us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, you also plan for honeymoons and destination weddings, Curtis.
Oh, are you getting ready?
No.
Just making sure.
We're a little untraditional.
Yeah.
We do honeymoons and destination weddings. We have a lot of brides now who like the destination weddings.
Because, if I get remarried, that's what I'm doing.
I would love to get married on the beach.
Me too.
Sometime and sandals is one of the best well known for that. Sandals does.
I want to go there though.
Oh, they're top of the line, all inclusive, and they do free weddings except for government fees, which run about $150 to $200.
Wow.
So you could go for say 7 nights. You know, I think that you have to stay 3 nights or longer, but you can go for 6 or 7 nights, have your wedding paid for, get your honeymoon all in one, and it's a great deal. And they have all different kinds of things you can upscale to. You know, if you want more flowers, video, photography, whatnot, you can pay to add those on. But the basic wedding is a great deal.
Oh, that's a good deal, Lee.
Oh, I know.
She wants to get married on the beach.
If I get remarried, it'll be on the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that, but
I like it.
I'll be getting married on the beach too.
No.
Too dirty, dusty for you?
Too sandy.
Well, they have gazebos, you know, the resort. So
and it's usually windy.
A gazebo.
It's usually windy.
Are you
windy
in a church?
And it would mess up my hair.
You gotta still be in a church?
No.
Yeah.
No, it's more about the wind. How would it affect me personally? Yeah. The wind, the sand.
You gotta look perfect.
Yeah, I gotta look good.
Yeah. I think I'll look better when blown.
Yeah. Little Beyonce action.
Yeah, exactly.
Rock it out, girl.
Now, this might be a weird question. What mistakes do travelers make most when they're traveling or planning for a vacation?
So a lot of times when they're doing it on their own, for example, if they're taking a cruise, sometimes they'll book into the wrong airport, like they'll book Allegiant.
Oh.
And Allegiant only goes into certain airports. The cruise ships don't always transfer from that airport. So they'll call us and they go, oh, gosh, what do we do? And I can find them another transfer company. But that seems to be a big one is they'll book, you know, wrong one. We correct a lot of things or try to help correct, which we can't always do. If they book something on the internet, they might tend to book wrong dates. They might tend to book, again, something they're not sure of. Or if they've had an issue with the internet, they'll come running to us and say, please help.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All kinds of things can go wrong.
All
yeah.
kinds of things can go wrong.
Very
easy. And if they have flight delays while we're traveling, they call us, you know, it makes it easier. And then we deal with it with the airline to try to straighten it out.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Well, you have already found Stevie J and I some good deals.
Options?
So we're looking. Yeah, we've got it narrowed down to two. So I may have a few more questions for you that I'm going to email to you.
Okay.
But we're ready.
Great.
I'm very excited. You have saved us so much time. I have just been scouring the internet, and there's just, and what I was telling Marty is I'll click on it because it says, you know, $200 a night, and then you click on it and then it's like $500 a night.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what is it?
They're going to advertise the lowest rate.
Right.
Probably winter time. Well, maybe not Florida winter time.
Yeah, but
probably off in the
season,
fall, off
right.
season, they advertise that. And when you click on it and you're like, oh my gosh, this isn't you know, what I expected.
Yeah.
So we get the true rates.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, how can people find you and follow you and use your services?
So they can find us on Facebook, and Facebook will also take them to our website, but it's just Going Places Travel, and we're in Georgetown. They can pick up the phone and call us. We have an overlay website that's real friendly with the phone and our phone number. They can just click on it and call us directly. And email, you know, they'll find my email on our
website,
Facebook and our website.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
and we'd love to have.
Yes. Yeah. And we just, we're so excited to have met you, and we'll definitely be utilizing you more and more now that we know how to do this, that we know it's not nearly as scary or as expensive than we thought it was going to be. And actually it's going to save us money.
Yes. And a lot of people will walk in the door and say, you don't charge. They don't realize we don't really charge.
Okay. Right. Well, we are dispelling that myth today.
Right.
So all of our listeners, it will save you time and money. And again, you're going to get peace of mind when you use Going Places Travel. Thank you, Marty, so much.
Thank you all so much for having me.
Absolutely.
We'll be talking
soon. I'll come visit you downtown.
Please
now that
do.
I'm
stop in anytime.
I will. I'll definitely come and say hi.
Yes.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you all.
Thank
Oh my gosh, that was just so cool.
Well, I'm going to call Marty because I've been wanting to do a little family trip to Gatlinburg.
Yeah.
And I haven't been in a couple of years. It's probably been about 5 years or more, maybe. And I know they've got a bunch of new stuff down there. So I bet she can find me just the right place to go.
And that's another good point, because we think you only use a travel agent to go somewhere far or exotic.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's, you know, a couple of hours away, but there's so much in Gatlinburg.
Yeah.
And
I don't
definitely
have time
to
be looking at all those chalets, you know, and the last time I booked one of those, it was on the very tip top of a mountain.
Yes.
So much so that you could, our cars were sliding back down the hill.
You know, I would never
You
do
would
that.
Have had a heart attack.
No.
Yes.
I wouldn't have done it.
You wouldn't have done it.
I just
said,
see
so
you.
She can help me, hopefully, with all of that.
Yes.
And again, that's just a great deal.
She's
I love
super nice too. I love her.
Myths about what people think a situation is, and it's not that way.
So. That's why we exist as Kentucky Taste Buds.
That is.
Where education is part of our mission.
Find a good deal.
Yes.
Find a good deal. I love
it. Definitely.
All right. So talking about, you know, dream vacations, one thing that everybody is obviously concerned about is the cost. And according to CreditDonkey.com, which I think is a hilarious name.
Credit Donkey. Why would you use
you
Credit
guys
Donkey?
Found the weirdest site
I know.
Name, I swear.
Isn't that weird?
I
mean,
every
but what
week
company
I laugh at that.
Comes up with that
why
name?
Would you call yourself that?
Why
I don't know.
Why not a credit cougar or something?
It's probably
cool.
already taken.
Yeah, probably.
It's probably some lady running that. Who's a
old lady. And,
But according to CreditDonkey.com, the average person spends $1,100. But for a family of four, taking them on vacation, that's $4,600.
That's expensive. I don't have that kind of money.
Yeah. And if you go to Disney World, that's how much you spend in one day.
I ain't even trying to do that.
For a family of four.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's air, hotel, all the food, the excursions, everything. But that can equal like 8 to 9% of someone's household income. So it can be very cost prohibitive.
Yeah, that's like I said the other day, 3 to 4 dresses for you.
Well, yeah.
8 to 9%. That's a couple video games for you.
Yeah.
That's more than a couple.
That's a couple bottles of wine for me.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and, you know, it goes to half of it goes to taxes and fees. So make sure you read the fine print. I'm sure Marty would agree with this. Make sure you read the fine print when you travel.
Especially when those booking websites, because they'll say, oh, and another, you know, $10
taxes.
A day for this and $20 for cleaning your room and blah, blah, blah.
All the extras.
Yeah.
And the beach is always
extras.
Free. Remember that.
That's
beach
right.
Is
yeah.
free.
Are you sleeping on the beach when you go?
I'm worried.
Yeah.
I stay there about 7 hours a day when I go.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
you can camp out all day.
But no, I don't.
Yeah, thank
I don't
God.
I sleep there. No.
Okay.
You get an Airbnb, and that's cheaper than hotels, too.
I know.
Well, that's true.
It just depends on what time of year, because like when I was looking at them, they're so expensive.
Well, I get a whole house, too. I don't do one. I've never stayed in one with like a room. I don't want you to ever see me.
Yeah.
No. I want to go there with a key on the door.
And they probably don't want to see you either.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I ain't down with that. Just let me have my own space and then I'll leave and I'll make up the bed and I'll be gone.
And nice. I think we've talked about Airbnbs before on our podcast. Yeah.
And we dispelled some myths around that too, because we've stayed in some really good ones where you would love a couple.
I've never had a bad one.
Yeah.
But, you know, I research and don't get a room. You know, I've heard nightmare stories about people sharing a room, but
we're too old for your own house.
It'll be okay.
Now, if money was no object, I have a fun question for everybody. If money was no object, what would be your first dream vacation you would take?
Yeah.
Hawaii. Yep.
Yes.
Mine is Hawaii.
I'd leave tomorrow and quit my job if you give me a free trip to Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I've always said the Northern Lights is a dream vacation, but tomorrow, if I won the lottery, I'm on my way to Hawaii. Yes. I'm dying to go there.
Yeah.
And I think I read an article that said they were behind New York, Oahu and Maui, maybe it was, are the second and third highest destination cities.
Oh,
travel.
I believe it. Yeah. It's just so beautiful. Yeah. My friend Jer Bear, she's been there.
Yeah.
My parents have actually been there on a cruise.
See, I think that would be ideal.
That was
my
their
brother's
dream
been there.
Vacation.
What are we doing wrong?
We're not dreaming big enough, I guess.
You just got to plan ahead.
Yeah.
I mean, Hawaii is expensive, but at least for our trips, you know, it's hard to drop the money immediately. But when you do, then you go, it's kind of free when you go.
Yeah.
Because
that's
you've already
true
spent the money and you don't have to worry about it.
I think
it
the
more
other drawback to Hawaii is, and where I would have a problem with, is all the airfare time. Because I don't like air travel.
It's like a
9-hour
flight from California, right? It's 9 hours. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And I know if you want to go see these little islands, they try to put you on those small planes, and that ain't happening with me.
Yeah.
I'd be good with just going to one island. I don't even have to travel around.
Well, that's
what
my parents
I'll go to the
big islands. I know what you mean.
You know, I don't have to take a ferry over or something.
Yeah.
But I'd be okay with one beach.
Right.
Yeah. As long as I'm there and I get the experiences, I think I'd be okay.
I think that's the benefit of like a cruise.
Yeah.
Because then you pull every night, you pull into a different island and you get to explore and get back on the ship. And they do all of that for you.
Right. I agree.
Yeah. So I think that's fantastic. I would go to probably Italy and the Greek Isles.
Yeah.
Paris used to be my...
It's not for me anymore like it used to be.
Yeah. I mean, I still want to go. I still want to see it and experience it. But I would probably choose. And then I hear great things about like Spain, Portugal.
Yeah, I know.
I would want to.
I mean, there's so many great. I'd like to see Tuscany. I mean, but I think we've talked about doing the girls trip on a Mediterranean cruise, like you said. And
Mediterranean cruise.
That's up there in my top five travel destinations.
Yes, absolutely.
I think I'd rather go to Asia than Europe, honestly. Just because I like the lore. I think the buildings are beautiful.
Singapore.
Singapore would be in my top. Yeah.
I think that all looks amazing. I'm obsessed with all that.
Yeah.
For sure.
I've been to Japan and I've been to England. But I didn't get to go anywhere cool in England because it was a business trip.
And I can't believe you flew to Japan.
I got to fly first class. Well, it was through work, through Toyota. The day off we had in Toyota, what was that city called? Nagoya. I really enjoyed it, but I don't like Asian food, so it was a long week for me. They were giving me, you know, cow tongue to eat, and it was just like we got to a McDonald's and I devoured their cheeseburger.
McDonald's. I think KFC's over there were popular too.
Yeah,
so you can
yeah. We had a Outback steak in Nagoya. I was like, yum.
Yeah.
So
when you don't,
but I mean, I'm very thankful I got to go. It was really cool.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about interesting places to vacation in Kentucky, because again, Curtis, you don't have to leave the state to have a good time. And there's great places here in Kentucky where you can stay that we do have beaches.
Yes. I saw one yesterday.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, well, you're looking at us like we're crazy.
This is radio. You have to talk into the microphone.
I was just thinking. I was just thinking. As a kid, we went to Green River Lake, you know, lots of places in Kentucky a lot.
Yeah, beautiful.
But the older I get, like, the less I'm more into the lakes and I like the ocean a lot more.
Okay.
I feel like the ocean's pure and clean. And
well, it's funny because I am coming back to it. I was the same way. Grew up on Boonesboro Beach, which people make fun of. But, you know, as a kid, I thought
that was
amazing
place to be.
And then yesterday I went and I floated around in the river and a lake, and I had a great time. And I read an article that said some of Kentucky's lakes are compared to the Caribbean. Like, I think Lake Laurel is one of the cleanest lakes.
I think I read that this week too.
Yeah. So some of them are like,
I forget which one it was. Actually, a screenshot on my phone.
Yeah.
I think it might
I
was wanting
to say, I want that may not be right on that, but I saw.
Yeah. No, so. You're right. You're right.
It was on the internet, so it's true.
It's true.
It's got to be true.
It has to be true. Now, when it comes to accommodations, though, you know, I do prefer mine a little more on the luxurious side. I mean, it doesn't have to be the Ritz-Carlton, Although that is the one in Naples is very, very nice.
Have you been there?
I've not stayed there. I've just visited there.
Yeah.
But anyway, I would that's what I would prefer. So, but I found some really cool places that you could go and rest your head at night. So I'm going to tell you these and then you tell me what you think. Okay.
All right.
So the first one is Wigwam Village number 2. Now, I don't know what happened to Wigwam Village number 1, but Wigwam Village number 2 is
still
there. I think
we should record these because the looks on Curtis's face.
I know. It's
priceless. We need a show.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
We need a video of this.
And that's in Cave City, and it's actual wigwam that you can stay. And it has
like saying wigwam.
I do like saying wigwam.
She said it like 6 times.
I know. But it has a bathroom, a bedroom that's air conditioned.
In the wigwam, it has a bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
How big is this?
It's big. It's not a little canvas.
But it's like
it's a
triangle. So all I would think the volume of the space is...
Well, it's circular.
Right.
But then you can divide a circle and have
a
bathroom.
So, I mean, am I eating dinner and sitting on the toilet at the same time?
No. You'll have to look at the pictures on their website. Wigwam Village number 2 in Cave City.
Just to interrupt, that was Lake Laurel. I actually took a screenshot. We probably read the same article.
Oh, okay.
It says Caribbean and everything here.
So. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Thank you for verifying. Yeah. That's a good producer right there.
That is a good producer.
We're keeping him.
Another raise.
Okay, number 2. You can spend the night on this is like glamping. It's an elevated platform tent. So it's like a deck, and on top is the canvas tent, and then underneath is like a swing. So you're off the ground, but it's a canvas tent.
Which the more I think about that, the better it is for no critters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's better for that. And it's glamping. And you have a luxurious outdoor bath that has plumbing. But it's actually...
Outdoor.
Yeah. So you
it's an oxymoron.
Well, you walk right next door, and it is a space that they have created out of like metal siding or something like that. And inside is your... It's plumbed. So it's... But there's no ceiling.
Like a beach
shower. So it's like out. Exactly.
It's
like
a beach shower. Is it communal?
You do have to share it.
Okay.
With the other people.
But it's like a stall, right? You get like a single person.
No, but you say, I want to go at 8 o'clock to take my bath. And
you have to reserve it?
Yeah. The bath. The shower. The bath.
Now, where's the toilet? Because I can't be as predictable about.
I don't know all these answers. I just think it was really cool. And this is in Paris Landing.
All right.
It's a resort there in Paris, Kentucky. Not Paris, France, but Paris, Kentucky. Paris Landing. But then it's all along Stoner Creek, so you can enjoy kayaking and fishing. Like, it looks like if you were going to go camp,
it
this
looks
is
better
the way
than
I
camp
would do it.
Because it's glam. So would you do this?
I would give it a shot.
Glamping.
Would you do the wigwam?
I think I'd rather do the second one.
Okay.
Glamping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what about a treehouse?
I'd rather do... The glamping again.
Would you? Mm-hmm. Because this treehouse that I looked up looked really nice. And I know there's multiple ones within the state, but this one is called Treetop Roundhouse. And it's at Parker's Lake, Kentucky, which is Lake Cumberland, which is where Lee was yesterday. Mm-hmm. Now, this one had 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, a living room, a dining room, and a full kitchen.
How
do
they get electricity and everything up there, I wonder?
They just run it, just like with cords.
And where's the pipes for the bathrooms and stuff?
They run it all up in there.
It's probably like a main building. And
we can send a man to the moon,
that.
Lee. Yeah. We can plumb an outdoor treehouse. It's possible. Yeah. Okay. What about this one? Jail.
Would you
want to spend the night in jail?
I have once, but I don't want to go again.
Have you really? Is that a story for another day?
I was 18 years old. Yeah.
Oh, God.
You got arrested and thrown
in
jail?
Yeah, but I wasn't convicted of anything. It was like a...
You were missing...
And I didn't sleep or anything. I just I wasn't even drunk. I just sat in the drunk tank for 12 hours and my mom came and picked me up and it was...
Was an underage? You were at a situation you shouldn't have been in?
I was in a situation I shouldn't have been in.
Yeah.
But I wasn't like drinking or doing drugs. I was 18. I had just turned 18. I was just... Ramsack.
Tell it to
friend.
The judge. Tell it to
the
judge.
No, I dealt with my mom, who was the judge, and she wasn't very happy.
Oh, I bet. Well, this one is called Jailer's Inn. It's a Jailer's Inn B&B. It's down in Bardstown, Kentucky, and I've been there. It's actually a beautiful little place. It was built in 1819. This thing goes way back. I think it might be rumored to be haunted. I don't know. And they have converted all of the rooms except for one. And they've kept it so that it still looks like a jail cell, but of course they have a much nicer mattress and, you know, fabrics and things like that. So it's not as sterile.
It sounds like a nightmare. I just
like better textiles
and
fabrics.
You lock them in there.
This is what happens.
This is what happens if you're bad. Yeah. Get used to it.
You don't eat your vegetables.
I think that's what you're most,
forever.
When we talked about this the other day, this is what you're most excited about, is locking your kids up in jail.
I just think it'd be hilarious. Like,
so funny.
Scared straight.
Yeah.
you know, jail edition.
Straight.
But you do get a full Southern breakfast in the morning. So
it's a little different from jail.
I would be tempted to stay
no bread and water.
You don't have the liquid meat and stuff like that.
Liquid meat.
I watched Jailbirds this week. Sorry, that was some show on Netflix.
Is that a movie?
It's a show on Netflix about
jail.
In jail. And
like real jail.
Yeah. I don't think those are
no
ladies.
We wouldn't want to do that. Yeah. But this is also, if you haven't been to Bardstown, the Talbot Tavern is right next door to this place.
I love Bardstown. My dad lives there, so I've been.
Oh, really?
Tons of
have you eaten at the Talbot Tavern?
Oh, not that I can recall, but I could have, you know.
That is, that's some good eating right there.
Heck yeah.
Very, and it's very historic. It's, like I said, I think these places are rumored to be haunted, but they have great food. So I think those are some very unique
I think so too.
Options. I love it.
Honestly, think we're going to try these. We've also saw, and I didn't bring the information, but those where you can stay in covered wagons. Have you seen those?
Calistoga Wagons. That's
that
the
that looks cool.
Shallowy Trace Resort.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Something like that.
And you can stay in an old-timey covered wagon. And it has like a microwave and a fridge.
Yeah.
All I want is air conditioning.
It does have air conditioning.
If I have air conditioning, I'll stay in any of these.
Yeah.
That's like number one priority.
That's
I wonder
too.
About the wigwam. That's a good
they
question.
They have air.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like a hotel room.
You did good, Tam.
Yeah,
you did
I know.
Good. Those are outstanding ideas.
But maybe we could address that plumbing issue to our friends over at Central Kentucky Plumbing.
I'm really worried about that.
Yeah, they could probably tell us how you could run plumbing up to a treehouse because they do all new install. So if you're doing a new home build, which I know a lot of people are doing right now, I don't know how they have the money, but they do. So, you know, they're the people you need to call. You can call them at 859-363-6418. They'll take care of all of your plumbing issues. It's Central Kentucky Plumbing. All right.
Very cool.
That was the best plumbing segue we've had.
She rocks.
He loves our segues.
She rocks. Well, I did throw up the ball. You just hit the home run.
Oh,
I hit up the plumbing ball.
Snap.
And the, yes.
It's a team effort. It's
it
okay.
is.
Snap.
That's right.
Okay. Now, since it's still taught, we're having a summer fling, guys. This is our first summer fling. How is it so far?
So good.
It's wonderful. I'm burning up.
It feels like
it's
summer. Like, else.
It's like 100 degrees in the building. The air conditioning's broke. So you might quit. Curtis might quit.
I'll just sweat it out. It's okay.
So since we're talking about summer, you know, one of my favorite things to do is to watch movies. I used to love going to the drive-in.
Yeah.
You know, I have more time and to spend. I don't know how I have more time. I just feel like it. I watch movies.
Yeah.
And so it made me think, what are the best vacation movies of all times? So I pulled a list supposedly from a website, creditdonkey.com. No, just kidding.
I
didn't write
Movie
it down.
Donkey.
I should have. And they gave us supposedly the best summer movies of all times.
Okay.
So we're going to play scratch off.
Sweet.
And we're going to scratch out until we get to the best. And Curtis, you've done one of these with us, haven't you?
I did. I did the candy one with you.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So we're going to go ahead and start with Tam. Tam, let's read off the list.
There's 28. That's a lot.
Well,
oh
there's
gosh,
30
you
candies.
Just make me laugh. I'm sorry.
So one of them, so let's read off the list. We've got The Sandlot, The Sisterhood of Traveling Pants, It Takes Two, Grease, Jaws, Dirty Dancing, Caddyshack, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Weekend at Bernie's, Do the Right Thing, American Graffiti, Independence Day, The Goonies, Summer School, I Know What You Did Last Summer, The Parent Trap, Summer Rental, What About Bob, The River Wild, I'm Almost Done, Dazed and Confused, Beach Blanket Bingo, Tommy Boy, Forgetting Summer Marshall, is that right?
Sarah Marshall.
I wrote that wrong. Yeah, I was like, that didn't even sound right. Vacation, Point Break, Adventureland, Camp Rock, and Stand By Me.
How is no National Lampoon's movie on this?
Oh, Vacation should be on there.
Vacation, National Lampoon's Vacation.
Do you
it
see it on
says
there?
Vacation.
Number 24.
Oh, yeah.
It just says
I just
vacation.
Shortened it.
But that's what it is.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Come on. You're
but
millennial.
Is it one, two, or three?
That's what I'm saying. They're all
it's
different.
One.
And they're all amazing.
No, the one where he goes to Wally World is considered the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we just stop right now? Because I think that's the number one.
We're going to find out.
Oh, no. We're going to find out.
Right.
We're going to find out. Okay.
We're going to go through it.
All right, Tamara, you get to do first.
Well, I'm going to cut out the ones I've never seen.
Okay.
That makes sense. What about Bob? I don't.
You've never seen that?
No.
That was like a huge movie.
Was it?
With Bill Murray and Richard Dreyfuss. I didn't love it, but it was super popular back in the day.
Maybe I'll go back and watch it.
Mm. All right.
All right, who's next?
I'm going to get rid of Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants because that movie's awful.
It's a good movie.
Did you actually see it?
I did.
You did?
But
you didn't like it?
I'm a man. You know,
it probably didn't appeal.
You know,
if it had been the Brotherhood of Traveling Pants,
I probably wouldn't
like
that one either. I can't get on board with a movie about pants.
T-shirt.
That's better than pants, I guess.
Oh,
God, it's burning up in here, guys. Next week, I'm wearing my bathing suit. Jeez.
We're going to video that.
I wonder if my voices will be higher.
Hi, guys. We're in our bikinis. All right. Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah, go, girl.
Okay. I don't even know what this is.
Yeah.
It Takes Two.
Yeah, I don't know.
Gosh, I've seen it, but I totally, it's, I'm running.
The only thing I know that has that name in it is, It Takes Two to Make It. Thing go right.
Oh, I know.
It Takes Two to Make It out of sight. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Okay. But we're not talking music.
We're not doing that.
Oh, my God. Please, somebody.
Calm down over there.
God, it's hot.
Okay. I'm going to say Summer Rental. I've never seen that.
Oh, that's a great one.
Is it?
Yeah. Who's that guy? God, what's his name? Candy.
John Candy?
John Candy. I love him.
Well, maybe I would like it.
It Takes Two is a Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen movie.
Oh, that's under God. Yeah. That should be outlawed.
Okay. Yes.
Which number was that? Okay.
Summer Rental was 17.
That's a good movie. That's very cute. I think Dan Aykroyd was in that too. And they went vacationing together. Oh. Or I might be getting that mixed up with another movie they're in together.
Okay.
I'm going to get rid of Beach Blanket Bingo because I don't know what that is.
Oh, now that I think is an old movie.
It is.
Like it's got, 50s or 60s.
Yeah.
With,
I've never seen that one.
She was the one on the Disney, yes. Mickey Mouse Club. Yeah. Those two.
Yep.
Oh, God, that's going to drive me crazy.
I'm going to look it up.
So you look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not getting down with that.
That's my time. I got you.
Yeah.
She's probably going to beat me to it.
Okay. I'm going to get rid of American Graffiti just because I've never seen that.
I haven't either. Now, is that?
I think that's like a 60s movie or something.
Is that with Richard Greer?
No, that's American Gigolo. And trust me, I've seen that one.
Is it good?
Not necessarily a good summer movie.
Yeah.
But
Hubba Hubba.
I liked Richard Gere just fine
okay.
in that movie.
Yeah. Okay. Back to Beach Blanket Bingo. That's a 1965 movie with Frankie Avalon, Linda Evans, Paul Lindy.
Oh, what? I thought the girl was in it.
I did too. Gidget?
No, not Gidget. The one, the Mickey Mouse Club girl. What was her name? Gosh. She's
not in that one, though.
She has... MS I know what or something. About. Okay.
Yeah, but that's not it.
All right.
But that is a good movie. I've seen that one.
Oh, I bet.
Okay, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to do The Right Thing. I don't know that I've seen
that. I don't know
that. What that is either. That's a classic with I should write down these names. We're too old to be trying to remember. Spike Lee.
Spike Lee?
Yeah.
Oh, I think yeah, that I was did
a real.
That.
I mean, that was a real controversial.
Had to watch that in high school.
Yeah, it was a educational.
Yeah, type. I didn't like it.
All right.
I'm going to go with Point
Too
Break.
Real.
Point Break.
I've just never seen it.
I wanted to marry Keanu Reeves for like 10 years.
Wait,
that's a surfer movie.
He was
movie.
The surfer movie okay. with him and the other guy on Dirty Dancing
it.
That you
Patrick
love.
Swayze. Patrick Swayze.
I already picked it, but I still have to. And I know what you're talking about now, but I'm sorry.
Okay.
Don't hate me.
I almost got fired. Jeez.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Sandlot. What the heck is that?
What?
It's the baseball movie with all the kids.
You can't get mad at me anymore.
I've never seen it.
No.
That's the one where they get the ball over the fence and the dog's crazy.
Yeah.
And the dog's not crazy, actually.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
Actually, I think they're doing a remake of the Sandlot.
They are, with the original whole original cast, I think.
Yeah.
Are they,
you're killing me, Smalls. Yeah. You're killing me, Smalls. I don't know any movie lines.
No
and
idea
I know
what
that.
You're talking about, Biggie.
That's a good movie.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's the Sandlot, man.
Yeah.
All right. You're going to start calling me Jeez. Smalls, and I'm going to start calling you Biggie, since you're so tall and I'm so small.
Yeah, Smalls.
Makes it funny because it's plural.
Okay. It makes it funny because it's a funny line in the movie.
Well, I guess.
That's okay, I'm going to Ixnay.
Ixnay.
I'm going to Ixnay. I don't know. I've never seen Adventureland.
Tamara's pulling out of cool words today.
Adventureland's good.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Is it a good
either.
Summer movie?
Who's I believe it? It's about, like, he works at a theme park over the summer, doesn't have any friends, and kind of makes friends. It's okay. I mean, it's not the best movie ever.
It's not okay.
Movie.
Okay.
All right.
I've never seen Camp Rock, so.
What? That's a cute little movie.
Is it?
I know
Is
all
Chris
the
Rock
songs.
In it? No, it's High School Musical.
Oh.
Kit cast, people.
I've never seen it.
Oh, that's
yeah,
good.
Gotta go.
I love the music in that. Okay. Right. I'm going to go with, I Know What You Did Last Summer because I don't like creepy, scary
That's
music.
That's a scary
That's
movie.
That's actually
yeah.
a good horror movie.
I don't.
It is.
There's
it's not
such
a good
thing
vacation
as a good
movie.
Horror movie.
The old ones are nice. I don't like new ones anymore, but the old ones are
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was pretty good. It was scary for sure.
All right.
All right. I'm going to get rid of dazed and confused.
I agree.
Oh, my goodness.
That sounds like me every day of the week, but
I don't. So why do you want to watch it?
I don't think I'm relaxed. Exactly. I don't want real life. So I don't know.
I think it's about two idiots is what I think.
Oh, is it like Dumb and Dumber?
Yes. I think it's like one of those.
Oh, I hate those movies.
Well, if it was like Dumb and Dumber, it would be amazing. So.
Oh, of course Curtis would like it.
Jim Carrey, come on. Yeah. I'm going to get rid of Summer School because I don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah, that's Rodney Dangerfield. You know, it's where he goes back to school. And he's an. It's not. Yeah, it's like it's Rodney. Definitely a guy's movie.
No
you'd
respect.
Probably love it if you
no
watched
respect.
It. Yeah. No respect.
I've never seen it, so I got your
okay, I'm River Wild. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
That is this, like, big river.
You might need to do more research before. I think it's about this river that runs a little wild.
Well, I think it might have been Anthony Hopkins. And I think, was it a scary movie? Google that.
The River Wild.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who
okay, we're running short on time.
Whose turn
yours.
Is it? My turn?
Yes.
I'm going to get rid of Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, I didn't love it.
It was okay. It was
they
funny at the time.
They carried around a dead guy for, like, all the movie. How fun is that? Have you seen that one, Curtis?
Which one did
Weekend
you say?
Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, I have, but it's old school funny. I mean, it's good, but
yeah.
It's not the best movie
it's
ever.
Kind of right.
The Parent Trap. I wasn't a big fan of that.
Aww, I love that.
Like now you probably
trap.
Saw the new Parent Trap.
It's a cute movie. Oh yeah, I think I did see the new
we
one.
We like the
yeah.
old,
I
the old
the,
one.
I
original.
The old one.
It's so cute.
It was. It was really
yeah,
cute.
I really like that.
I love that one.
Okay, I'm gonna get rid of Tommy Boy.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that's my feelings. That's so good.
I love
Men Everywhere are crying.
I love those I two love guys, love but them. I just
yeah. The River Wild had Meryl Streep and Kevin Bacon in it.
Oh, you're close.
No, that's not the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like
nope,
it.
Nope, I was completely okay. wrong. Okay, I'm going to get rid of Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I'm okay with that.
It was okay, but
it was pretty cute.
It's not the number one summer vacation
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, exactly. It had to go at some
they
point.
They go to Hawaii.
I agree. That's it is
true.
A cute movie.
Yeah,
I really liked
cute.
It.
Yeah.
But again, so it finally had to go.
Yeah, we're trying to get down to the nitty gritty here.
Yeah.
Dirty Dancing. Only because it's not a vacation
blasphemy.
Movie.
Yes, it is. Yeah. They go to
they
the
go on
Poconos.
Vacation. Yes.
Aruba,
I was getting ready Jamaica, to tell you. If you mark off number six, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, sorry. I'm dead.
That's what we get for having a millennial. In
yes.
Here.
I actually would have picked right. Stand By Me, but sorry. I didn't
right.
see that. Before.
Well, actually, I am going to pick Stand By Me, which was a very popular movie. It was a good movie, but it's a little dark.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little sad.
Yeah,
so it's not really a pick-me-up
right.
summer movie.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you. Okay, I'm going to mark off Independence Day.
I'm good with that. I liked it. I like Will Smith.
It made it pretty up on the list, so that's not bad.
It made what?
It made it pretty up on the list.
Yeah, it did.
Did
so. It did,
surprisingly.
Uh-huh. I'm going to drop Jaws because that's scary.
I mean, okay, I'm with you
because,
on that.
You know,
it's
trying
traumatized
to get eaten by a shark
me.
At the beach.
I know, but yeah. when you think summer, you think
it's
Jaws.
A classic, but it, to this day, it's the reason I don't get into the ocean.
Yeah.
I don't go far trauma. Into the ocean because of
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
No. Okay, I'm going to go Caddyshack. Again, that's a guy's movie. That little
oh,
gopher.
It's
just,
so funny.
It's guy funny.
Okay. It's guy funny. Okay. Well, I'm going to knock off. Oh, this is painful.
So here's what we're left with. Grease, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, The Goonies, and Vacation, right?
Right.
Okay.
I guess I'll get rid of The Goonies.
One of my all-time favorite movies.
I know. Oh, I agree. It's definitely
I
one
love
of my favorites.
That movie.
Yeah.
God, it's timeless. Like.
It is.
Everybody loves it.
We're in the top three, so all these are good movies.
Right.
Yeah,
so don't
that's
hate me.
True.
I'm only getting rid of this so we
I
get
know
to the
where
one
he's
I like
going.
The best.
I know where
Grease,
you're going.
So
I knew you were
going
to say that. Oh, and I was kind to you guys. I'm getting rid of Ferris Bueller's Day Off because...
Mine won. All right.
Mine did too.
Mine did
vacation
too.
I think that's...
Except for, I'm going to argue with you and say Vegas Vacation is better. Vegas Vacation
that's
is
probably one of my least
hysterical.
Favorite.
Oh,
yeah.
I
and the European
awesome.
One I
the
wasn't
European
a big fan
was.
Of. Yeah.
That's a little more raunchy. There's like nudity and everything else in that one, not, not the other one. So.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't remember
the Wally
that
World one's really good.
Yeah, it was great.
I agree. It's the best summer vacation movie.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, what are we going to talk about next, Tam?
Our top favorite things about summer.
Okay. Well, we got a few minutes to do it, so let's do it.
All right.
Let's just go one. We've got five things we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Our five favorite things.
Yeah. What are your five favorite things about summer?
Okay. So let's just go around and do one by one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You want me to start?
Sure.
I like red geraniums.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that
and
answer.
Nothing says summer to me like red geraniums.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Curtis.
Curtis is like, what?
It's like,
oh, that's okay. At first, I had beach written down 5 times, but I can't do it once. So I just put the beach as the number one reason.
I agree. Yeah,
I think you like the beach. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing a theme here today.
I don't know how you don't like the sand. That hurt my feelings.
No, I like the sand. Do I want to get married in the sand and in a gown?
When we were there, we saw trucks.
He wants to die in it. It's good enough for him to die.
There. And what they had set up, I thought looked awesome.
Oh, it's beautiful.
You convinced me to get married with one of that.
There you go. Okay. I hope your girlfriend's listening.
Yeah.
She does listen.
Okay. My number one is the warmth / sun.
Okay.
Because I hate to be cold. And when the sun comes out, it just energizes me.
It does.
Just energizes
me. You need that vitamin
yes.
B or D.
C. We don't know what the heck we're doing.
The one that comes from the sunshine.
I thought it was vitamin C.
I think it's vitamin D.
D.
I think C comes from orange juice.
Yes. I think you're right, Curtis. Okay. Front porch just, sitting.
Okay.
That's mine.
What? I have never seen you sitting on a front porch.
I have a front porch now.
I've not ever seen you sit on it. Have you sat on it?
How many times
you
drive by
my
house?
Yeah, you got to creep on it more. That's the reason.
Yeah. Front porch sitting with a good book.
That's cute.
It's summertime.
What about
right
back
there.
Porch sitting? I have a better back porch than a front porch.
Yeah, whatever.
You can creep on your neighbors on the front porch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you haven't seen my porch,
watch traffic go
it's like
by.
A square. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd block my whole doorway.
Yeah, you don't have a front porch.
Okay.
I say Warped Tour. That's like a
what?
Punk rock alternative festival. It's been going on for like 25 years, but
really?
Last year they ended it for the last time ever.
Like sounds like they needed to.
But I went every year from 18 years old to 31 years
now,
old.
Now, was that the year that you were in jail? Has that had anything to do
with
the Warped Tour?
Year, but it didn't have to do with the Warped Tour, no.
Interesting.
Stop bringing it up. it's just an all-day festival. There's like 50, 60 bands there, and they were like my style of music. And
yeah.
Everybody was so, it seems like people wouldn't be nice, but everybody's amazing.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know.
Well, I've been to a Dead concert. I mean, you know, everybody's real nice. I mean, I know they're just, what you're talking about, people stereotype certain settings, but.
Right. People look scary, but they're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you that goes in line with one of mine that I have is just summer concerts and festivals in general. I love outdoor music.
Yes.
It's so much fun.
Yeah. And it's a great time. It's a great time. Fresh produce. I love a good mater.
I do too. That's a good answer.
Yep.
Good answer.
Anything fresh.
Good fresh strawberry.
Watermelon. But watermelons aren't even good. I had a watermelon today and it wasn't good because they're not ripe yet.
Yeah. Okay. Still not time.
Well, I bought one on Friday. I haven't cut it yet. You think it's going to be a dud?
Well, we had one today. Like I said, it wasn't real sweet. I feel like later on in summer, they get kind of the real ones.
Yeah. Was it one of those mini ones? I bought one of those mini ones.
I don't know. My mom did it. And there was a huge container of it. So it was probably a big watermelon.
God, but you're right. When that's fresh, it's so good.
Oh, nothing better.
Okay, Curtis.
I put snow cones because I
love
just
a good snow cone
or ice cream.
Ice cream truck.
See, ice cream is a year round thing for me.
Yeah.
I'll stop at McDonald's getting a vanilla cone anytime.
Uh-huh.
But
me too.
Like a snow cone or a popsicle, I think is more along the lines of summer. And yeah. I like that a lot.
I love those red, white, and blue.
Rocket pops.
I got them in my fridge right now.
Oh,
do
my
you?
God. I'm so jealous.
Should have brought you one.
You should have because I would be rubbing it all over my body right now. Burning up.
See, we need a show because I think you want to see that.
Okay, bring a whole box of those next week.
Yeah, we'll
okay.
sit on.
I like longer days so I can stay up late. Is that yours?
That is my number four.
We're kindred.
We're twins.
We're kindred spirits.
I agree.
So we can stay up late and sit on your porch.
Well, my mom's got me in bed by 10, but the sun stays out until like 9.
While you rub rocket pops on each other.
Yeah. Gross.
Have you seen that video of the kid? He's eating an ice cream and he's like rubbing it on his nose and then he starts rubbing it like on his eyebrows.
No.
Google it. It's hilarious.
What is he selling?
He's eating. He's like at a baseball game or something. He's eating this popsicle, like a creamsicle or something.
Yeah.
Well, then he just starts
making out with it.
He's like rubbing it on his lips. Well, then he starts rubbing it on his nose and then his eyebrows. I mean,
as a mother, I would die.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. But that's what makes it so funny.
Okay. I'll have to go see that.
Okay. And then number five, I wrote the smell.
Well, hold on. We haven't. Oh, are we on number five?
It's her. We're on four. But
yeah.
We had the same number four.
But we haven't. He hasn't done his four.
I'm going to put my two together since we're short on time. Yeah. I put shorts and Hawaii shirts.
Okay.
It's kind of just outfits, I guess.
Summer attire.
I love jeans, but like I prefer shorts.
Well, guess what? Yeah. Summer attire was on my list.
Yes.
Flip-flops and sundresses.
I like sandals too, yeah.
Yeah. I love a good flip-flop, as Tamara knows.
Flip-flop.
Okay,
yes.
Tamara.
Okay,
now
five.
What's your number five?
It's the smell of a magnolia tree.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you have any around you?
Well, I was over at my friend Holly's last night, and she's got one next to her back patio, and it gets so much more fragrant in the evening.
Yeah.
And it just smelled heavenly.
We had one. Those are collecting bugs. So,
yeah.
Walking. I love to take summer walks, and I live on the golf course, so I love walking the golf course. Yeah. And it gets me out there.
Peaceful.
Doing it.
Yep. Beautiful.
So, did we get our five in?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one of the other things, like I said, to do is to visit outdoor venues and concerts. And one of the best places to go nowadays is Wilderness Trail Distillery.
Yeah.
So they're located in Danville, and they have all kinds of fun things they do. Mm-hmm. In addition to selling the most awesome bourbon, they, in addition to releasing their weeded single barrel bourbon and their rye whiskey, they recently released their small batch bourbon, which was fantastic. And they have tons going on this summer. They're going to have their outdoor concerts starting in July. They just released a special edition of their bourbon commemorating Center College's bicentennial birthday because they're 200 years old.
Wow.
And they're in the same city. So I thought that was really nifty. You can pick that up at their gift shop. And they also can ship within Kentucky, because we've talked to a lot of people and they're like, well, how do I get it or where do I get
it?
They can ship as long as it's within Kentucky. So go visit their website at wildernesstraildistillery.com. Now, what did you think of that segue, Curtis? Was that impressive?
I love all your segues.
It's not nearly as good as the plumbing pipes, though. See, I can't be as creative.
The pipes are...
I mean, that goes so many directions.
That's my favorite part of the week, everyone.
A favorite part of the week. All right. Well, now it is time for our Hot Buds of the Week. Hala!
Woo! And this first one goes out to Bill Campbell at 1 Bill Campbell. And we had our second birthday celebration last week.
We
put out a fantastic video in case you haven't seen it.
Yeah, that you put together. It was phenomenal.
I had so much fun doing that because you just getting to see all the things we've done.
Yeah, I forgot about a lot of it.
It could have been 10 minutes long, but I had to shorten it to 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But he said, happy birthday, buds. We share the same birthday. How about that? Oh. Bill said. So happy birthday, Bill.
Happy birthday.
You've been a longtime supporter of ours, and we just love you. And we couldn't be more honored than to celebrate our birthday along with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Number two, Scott Humphreys on Facebook. He was confused about our radio show. So on Saturday mornings from 8 to 10, we are DJs on a local station here in Lexington, KISS 96.9. And so he said, I turned on the thing and all I hear was music. I don't hear you. Mm-hmm. So we had to explain, we're just on in segments, probably about four times an hour.
Right.
And they're just short segments, like, because we're DJs. Like, we play music and then we just do a little chit-chat in between.
Yeah.
So if you want all of us, you got to listen to our podcast. If you want the abbreviated version, you got to listen to the KISS 96.9. But anyway, we appreciate Scott's support. And he said, the buds should just have their own radio show for an hour or two.
Yeah.
And we agree.
He needs to write in to KISS 96 and tell them.
Yeah. So Scott, write a letter. I'll send you $20. And you can make that happen for us.
Meanwhile, listen to our podcast.
I think we're all in agreement that we need a radio show every morning.
Yes. Curtis wants part
we
of
do.
The action.
We
yes.
do. We do. All right. Number three.
Yes.
Yeah. So this goes out to our fallen soldiers. Of course, it is Memorial Day weekend, and it's the time where you reflect and give thanks for those who have sacrificed it all. I've got there's a song, Toby Keith song, who sings it? Some gave all and... Some all gave some and some gave all. Do you know that
You're
song?
You're asking the wrong person.
Okay.
Yeah, I have
it's
no
a country
idea.
Song. I love that line from that because it's so true. And we just appreciate all of our service members, but we especially remember those that have fallen. So that is it for this week's episode. It was a fun episode.
Fun
summertime is here. Yes. And to check out some of the things we talked about, visit our website at kytastebuds.com. You can read all of our articles on food, fashion, events, and people. And follow us up to keep up with our daily shenanigans, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat at the handle KYTasteBuds. And last but not least, Lee does an amazing job with our weekly e-newsletter.
Are you getting that, Curtis?
Yeah, I get it.
Good. Yeah, it's a great way to just stay abreast of everything that's going on with us. Subscribe to that at KYTasteBuds.com. And remember, listen to us every Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on KISS 96.9. You all have a great week. Bye, guys.
We'll see ya.